Have you ever heard of something called aversion therapy? It's a technique that tries to associate undesirable behavior with sometimes painful physical consequences.
For LGBT youth, it's things like putting a young man in an ice bath and making him watch pornography to try and associate his gay identity with physical discomfort. It's also medications that for children that are suffering from, example, alcohol addiction that would make them throw up.
That's Democratic State Senator Marco Lias. He's sponsoring a bill that would outlaw aversion therapies for people under 18. Those therapies can include electric shock, extreme temperatures, and prolonged isolation. The law would apply to both drug and alcohol treatment and therapies intended to change somebody's sexual orientation. Lias told me why he thinks it's important to ban aversion therapy.
The healthcare community, our medical professionals have been clear that these treatments don't work and that they're dangerous for our kids. So we want to send the message across the board that trying to change a child's identity, whether they are gay or straight, or whether they're a child that's transgendered, you can't change their core identity. You can't change who a person is. And certainly when you try and use, you know, physically or emotionally or mentally abusive tactics to do that, not only do you not change the child's identity, but you expose them to a much higher risk of depression and mental health complications, as well as and leading up to even potentially suicide. We had a young man that testified that he actually attempted suicide because of being exposed to so-called conversion therapy and being forced to participate in it over the course of a number of years. These are dangerous. Medical professionals tell us we shouldn't do it, and we should take action to prohibit it.
Why not take this idea a step further and just ban aversion therapy for everybody?
You know, for a lot of children, they're compelled to participate by family members, by their parents. We also know that children don't have the capacity always to make fully informed healthcare decisions. So I think there's a very clear case of protecting children from these techniques. When we talk about adults, in general, in our society, we let adults sort of work through these issues themselves, make decisions about their health care, make decisions about the best forms of treatment. Also, you know, adults going into a healthcare setting have a much better understanding that if they don't consent to a medical procedure or they don't consent to a type of treatment, that they can leave. For children, that is not always clear. And so I think if there's evidence down the road that these practices are dangerous or harmful to others, I'm certainly open to talking about that. But the evidence is crystal clear for kids.
Marco Lias, you are really very passionate and articulate on this issue. Why is it so important to you?
Well, throughout my work in the legislature, I've been really focused on trying to make sure that we make Washington State a more compassionate and caring place for our LGBT youth. I am one of seven openly gay members of the legislature, and I think that when it comes to challenges our kids face in school with bullying, when it comes to challenges from things like conversion therapy, we've got a homelessness problem that is far more epidemic for our LGBT youth. We've got transgendered folks that are struggling to get health care parity. These are issues that I believe are critically important to making Washington a welcoming, a nurturing place for every one of our people. And our LGBT kids deserve protection. They deserve a state that cares about them. And stopping harmful and dangerous and outmoded practices that are putting their lives at risk is really, I think, at the core of that. It's something I'm very passionate about. We need to make sure Washington's a safe place for everyone.
Democrat Marco Lias represents Edmonds, Mukilteo, and Linwood in the Washington State Senate, where his bill passed unanimously. It now goes to the State House. You're tuned to The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.